This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town, a little bit too rugged, you and me.
I'm authorizing the city to shut off Los Angeles Department of Water and Power Service in the egregious cases in which houses, businesses, and other venues are hosting unpermitted large gatherings.
Yes, that is the mayor of L.A., Eric Garcetti, fuming. He says, you screw with us, we're going to shut off your water and your power. Can you imagine? They're not messing around in New York either. So if you try to enter New York, crossing over bridges or coming through any other means, especially flying in, and they catch you as you try to maneuver under the radar, you will get fined, and they're stopping cars and pulling people over. So, wow, our two biggest cities clamping down in a very serious way in the age of the coronavirus. Hey, hey, everybody. Once again, thanks for sitting at my table here, Kate Delaney. Happy to host you, and I hope that wherever you are listening to the show, whether it's overseas or it's within our shores here in the good old USA, you are safe, warm, and somewhat happy. I can't imagine. Michelle Obama today said she's dealing with depression because of all the things that have happened in her point of view, especially the wild ride, of course, of the pandemic. And she criticized leadership and said that it made her feel uncertain, the rockiness of that. And, of course, we all see what's happening with the racial tensions and what's happening in some of our very, very big cities, including the city that she grew up in, Chicago. And she's not alone in that, whether you are a Republican, Democrat, or whatever. I think there are more people, and we've had psychologists on this show. We just had Dr. Carol on the other night. Of course, she was talking about Elon Musk wanting to really help you along by planting a chip in your brain to alter your mood so that you feel so much better. Yeah, I think we'll skip that one. A little depression, we can deal with. A chip in our brain, eh. Not really the way that I would want to go. I wouldn't want to go this way either. When we look at coronavirus, and you know we always start here with the highs and the lows, so buckle in. The Ohio Governor Mike DeWine really was on that ride with all of us today because he was anxious to meet with the president, and when that was supposed to happen, he had a test, because you test anyone around the president, and it came back positive. But then, by Thursday night, he had another COVID-19 test, and it came back negative. This is happening to a lot of people, but this is all part of the protocol anyway. If you're going to meet with the president, you've got to do that. So he was supposed to meet with him at the tarmac in Cleveland. It didn't happen. He got the second test, like I said. That was the good news there. And then, of course, everybody around him had to be tested. This is the way it works. And then there's the tracing and all the things that you go through there. So there was a little bit of, I won't say panic, but a shuffling, let's say, from early in the morning till really late in the day, as it looked like, wow, what's happening and how quickly can we do this other test? You know, DeWine announced, if you remember earlier this week, that Ohio would have 500,000 rapid tests. That's part of their whole collaboration with, I think, five other states, because, boom, speed is of the essence. The faster you get it and the sooner you know, the safer you are, right? So he was going to quarantine for 14 days at his house, and he already had a kind of a small circle of in-person contacts, the lieutenant governor's wife, security personnel, that kind of stuff. But and he said he spends most of his time there because he's trying to limit his interaction with people because of what's going on with the coronavirus and kind of lead by example, right? DeWine's doing that. So that was it. You know, it was all over. The scare was over. That's a good ending to that story. Not everybody gets that ending, but he got a good ending. Unfortunately, it ruined what was supposed to happen for him earlier in the day. When we look at the total deaths in the United States, 159,000 people have died from COVID-19. That's out of 4.88 million, rather. We wish it was, well, no, we don't, because those numbers wouldn't add up, but 4.88 million. If you look at worldwide totals, 712,000 and 19 million confirmed cases. Now, worldwide, which would include the United States, 11.5 million, 5 million recovered. Always the number that we want to look at. Good news in Virginia. You know, we look at technology, and I talked about Musk and his brain chip and that kind of thing. I think technology in this way is a good thing to use with COVID-19, and bravo to Virginia. Virginia rolls out the first U.S. COVID-19 tracing app. I mean, we live in the world of apps. How many apps, for goodness sake, do you have on your phone? And if you're not an app person and you still have a flip phone, good for you, because you're not paying the rates that the rest of us are paying, but you're also not getting that technology. So anyway, if you are in the app world, they do have this new app, and I was looking at it today and somebody was explaining it to me earlier in the day, and I think I needed a second cup of coffee, and they called me back so I could understand it a little bit more. It's actually pretty clever how this works. It's Apple and Google have this technology, so they can create this. They created this contact tracing app, and Virginia's free. It's free, this app, COVID-wise, it's called. And even if you have an Android or an Apple or whatever, you can download it. It uses Bluetooth low-energy technology. It alerts you if you've come into contact with somebody who's tested positive for COVID-19. The governor was totally stoked about this, held a press conference, talked about it, does not track or store your personal information. He emphasized that over and over again because that's the first thing we think. Well, what's the algorithms of this whole thing doing? But that's not happening. So users have the option to either receive exposure notifications and someone diagnosed with COVID-19 can choose if they want to anonymously share their results. No location, personal information is collected. I think it's brilliant. And hopefully people would responsibly use it. So if you got COVID-19, then you would put that information in, and people who came in contact with you would at least know. And all that personal information, everything else in between, is anonymous. They wouldn't even have to know that. I love the idea of it. Let's see how it works out and see some more tests on it with people where it actually happens. But to me, I think it's a stroke of brilliance. I mean, let's keep innovating and thinking of ways that we can move forward to help each other. And this is a very good way, I believe anyway, to do exactly that, to figure out a way to get this thing under control where maybe you help a few more people. In a twist worse than Oliver's, the stimulus gets held up by hotheads on the Hill. We're headed there next.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
The Trump administration and Senate Republicans have badly mauled the body politic, the American economy, and American health care. And we believe the patient needs a major operation while Republicans want to apply just a Band-Aid. We won't let them just pass the Band-Aid, go home, and leave America bleeding.
Wow, give us our stimulus, but nobody wants to bleed out, Chucky Chuck. That's Senator Chuck Schumer, longtime senator from New York, who always tells it like it is from his point of view. And, of course, the Republicans fire back, and they say that's not true at all. Here's what we have. Always, 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 the hot air that emanates out of Washington, the tug of war, as if this were some sort of picnic and we're handing out medals for whoever pulls the other side over. So it's a big, wild dig-in. That's what it is. The White House, congressional Democrats said on Thursday they're far apart, but we were close. What happened? Just a day ago, it looked like, there's light at the end of the tunnel. These sides flip-flop more than a flounder who can't breathe that's thrown on a deck off of a boat where that's the only thing they caught today. I mean, oh, my gosh. Come on, give us a break. So they are far apart on what to do, raising more doubts that they can reach a consensus on this legislation to address this health crisis and the economic tsunami that it's caused in so many of our lives. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, it's the same players. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who you just heard there, came out of a three-hour meeting in the Capitol with major differences, completely unresolved, even though they said, we have an end-of-the-week deadline. We're going to get this done. That's why I felt pretty good the other day from what I heard, from what I read, from people who are smothering this, what they told me, the texts I was getting, that, yeah, you know, tell the listeners, you know, make people feel pretty calm about this, that doesn't matter whatever their party affiliation, we are close. I mean, it goes back to that old business adage. It's never over till it's over, obviously. And each side has a completely different point of view on how this went down. Schumer and the Democrats asked Mnuchin and Meadows, they say, to meet in the middle. Schumer said, they said, no, it has to be in our direction. They weren't willing to meet in the middle. And then the Republicans are saying the opposite. Meadows is saying that the Republicans offered greater compromises than the Democrats. He said they're not serious about wanting a deal. So here's the thing. Is compromise really in the air where this is going to hurry up and happen? Because people who are drowning, not people who are saying, woohoo, let's party. I'm on unemployment and I'm getting more than I would have gotten normally. So I'm just going to kick back and have a staycation forever and ever until this thing wraps up. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Americans who are struggling because their company shut down, because they were furloughed. They were thrown under the bus in some cases. And it's much more widespread than you would imagine. It's not just blue collar. It's white collar, too. Heavy white collar and definitely deep lines on the front lines in the restaurant business, in the hotel business. I mean, tourism is just a vapor. That's what tourism is. And you know how many people make their living at all levels on tourism in this country? And for that matter, people listening to us outside of this country, same thing there. Same thing there. Do you think Australia welcomes the Americans, the Brits, and everybody else who wants to come to Australia? Of course they do. How much money do they make on it? How about Europe just in general? I mean, I could give you the breakdown, and they were staggering figures because that was life. This was a big sector that completely was annihilated, completely annihilated. So anyway, part of this is the $600 per week federal unemployment benefit that expired on Friday. The House Democrats' bill would extend it through early next year. So it would. It would get pushed through next year. They talked about the eviction moratorium and rental assistance, but they're far apart on that. Then there was the whole thing about state funding and bailing out states for their budgets. And they're calling it bad budget decisions made prior to the pandemic. So the Senate Republican package offered more flexibility for the $150 billion already appropriated by Congress, but not new money. Democrats, meanwhile, were asking for about $1 trillion in new money to help state and local governments because we're seeing how devastated they are by the coronavirus and the emergency services, the need for that, and their tax base that's drying up. So here's the problem, too, with this. And look at what's happening in your area and pay attention to what's going on with your city council, because you're going to start to hear that taxes may rise. So you're going to take it on that end, too, where they can't feed the local government and what has to be done with the city services, or even in a rural area, it doesn't matter, wherever you live, and they're going to weigh that unless they had really deep, deep, deep pockets full of cash, meaning that they had so much over their budget, so much stocked away. And there are some places that do have that, but I think you can count them on several hands, I'll say. So who helps them? What do they do? And, of course, what do they have to do? They have to raise your taxes. Read my lips. Oh, that's right. You can't see them. But if you could, no new taxes. Do you want new taxes to pay on top of all of this, no matter where you're at? Of course you don't. So anyway, this group has been meeting since last Monday, almost daily. And it looked like they really had this thing wrapped up. And somehow there was a bizarre U-turn. After Thursday was it. Thursday was the worst day. Throwback Thursday. Throw us all the way back to the beginning of this. So, I mean, at one point, Nancy Pelosi said the negotiations got so hot, she was comparing Meadows' behavior to that of the president. And in her point of view, she said, when Democrats accused the president of slamming the table and storming out of the room. So, it's like I said, at that point of almost no return. So what happens if they can't resolve this? And you say, well, they have to, right? They have to. But they don't. I mean, this could go on another week, and then a week after that. It could just keep going on for a couple more weeks. And as that happens, by the time things are signed, sealed, and delivered, it takes more time, more backup for people to get the money they need. And we, the people, want the government that we feed. I think in this case, small businesses, city governments, people who are making less than $75,000 individually, people with a lot of children, etc., where through no fault of their own, no matter if they were a blue-collar worker or a white-collar worker, they lost their job. They haven't found another job. Or if they found another job, it's not feeding the family, so they're caught in that in-between. Really, really rough. They got to wrap this up. This is the gig. When you agree, no matter what side you're running on, at some point you have to stop the insanity and figure it out. And you certainly, and this is part of the game, right? You leak out what seems to be positive, and then you take it back and roll in a different direction. And that's exactly what's happened here. In the meantime, while all of that's going on, there are massive fights about the mail service. Is your mail slower than it's been in the past? Have you ordered anything lately where you were waiting, waiting, waiting? Did someone say the check is in the mail, and it really was, and you never got the check, and it took 3 weeks to get something that you ordered that was supposed to be just 3 days? So what they're saying is that the Postmaster General confirmed in a closed-door meeting this week that he had instituted operational changes, and that's part of what the problem is here. These operational changes. I mean, not quite the Pony Express, but it seems like we're going in that direction. So reduction of overtime availability, restrictions on extra mail transportation trips, testing of new mail sorting delivery policies at post offices, reduction of the number and use of processing equipment at mail processing plants. It just is one word, slow. When people want their mail, and we're used to it, right? We want our mail. Manchur is back. And he's going to rattle my cage, I have a feeling, based on the DNA test that I took. Am I 100% Irish-American? Do you care? Well, you're going to find out next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order directing the federal government to buy a number of drugs solely from American factories. The so-called Buy American order could represent a shakeup of the drug industry.
So today I'm taking a bold and historic action to reduce the price of prescription drugs for American patients and American seniors. Previous administrations did nothing, as drug lobbyists, special interests, and foreign countries freely ripped off our citizens. Therefore, today I'm signing four sweeping executive orders that will lead to massive reduction in drug costs.
The order covers a number of medical supplies that are deemed essential as well. In recent weeks, both Democrats and Republicans in Congress have penned legislation attempting to retool America's drug supply chain, but the president's proposal is the most dramatic action to date. This is USA Radio News. The Trump administration rescinded its warnings to Americans against all international travel because of COVID-19, saying conditions no longer warrant a blanket worldwide alert. The State Department lifted its health advisory for the entire world in order to return to country-specific warnings. That move came shortly after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revised its COVID-19 travel advisory information. The CDC lifted its do not travel warnings for about 20 locations, but still is advising from staying away from the vast majority of the world. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised eyebrows once again with racist comments comparing the African American and Latino communities during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists.
Yes, and by the way, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
President Trump slammed Biden over his remarks, saying the Democratic rival totally disparaged and insulted the black community. This is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The show where I invite Manchore to the set, a.k.a. my husband Paul, and we talk about what's happening in our world, and you might relate to some of this. I don't know how many of you had a DNA test or are at all tracing your ancestry. I know more people are doing it because they're curious, especially now that they may have a little more time on their hands. And this was one of my Christmas presents, and I think he had ulterior motives for me tracing my DNA and going back into my history. And I was shocked at what I found out. Did you have ulterior motives?
I must say I was kind of pleasantly surprised and delighted to find out about all your Irish braggadocio over the years, that when your test came back, that not only did you get a map that shows the United Kingdom as a bright green emerald isle and Scotland and Ireland in yellow, But you are up to 48% English.
Yes, I was stunned by that. And, well, when you say English, pretty much what they're saying is 42 to 48%, 58% Irish, Scottish. And they're saying that, you know, you look at Wales, you look at the United Kingdom, you look at England, and that's part of that mix in there.
See, I always like to round up, because what you've taught me over the years is to have a positive mental attitude. So I like to spin the numbers in a positive way, that you could be up to 48% English.
And because we were supposed to go to Ireland, and the Irish Tourism Board has had me over there, and they're always bragging about Catherine Shayna Fitzgerald Delaney and my cladding ring and everything else that the whole Irish background entails. I do.
How many years since you've taken it off?
I do have a. That was a present from my mom. I do have a huge Irish background, obviously, still, but it was interesting to see that it was mixed with some of the British and the Wales and everything else. So beware, you may all be mutts out there if you take any kind of a DNA test. You know, some people take a DNA test, and they're scared to death they're going to find out that they have some sibling they had no idea about or somebody else in their background that they weren't aware of. And, of course, I have a great-grandmother who, Paul, as you know, was killed in the last pandemic, the big one, the Spanish flu, and we don't even know anything about her. And that's one of the good things about this ancestry thing. They are tracing her for me.
She was 20 years old, right?
She was 19.
19.
19, but she had two kids. And so very, very strange about that whole thing.
Well, I just have to say the Irish don't mess around.
They don't waste any time, that's for sure. All right, you know, we have a pandemic pup, and, of course, being Irish, or mostly Irish, or halfway Irish, I wanted to call him Ireland, but that didn't really stick, so we called him, maybe that's a good thing, we called him Guinness, because he's like the color of Guinness, and he's half Golden Retriever, we think, and half Irish Setter. But one thing we know he likes, he has a little bit of an ego. He likes praise, and you're terrible with praise. You hand out praise not very often.
That's a very English thing to say, and I really resemble that remark.
So here's the thing. I was reading this thing from Nat Geo that every dog owner knows, that when you say good dog in this sort of high-pitched voice, the dog gets excited. They know it. You know they're relating to it. They're wagging their tail. And now we have all these people that have pandemic pups, and they're trying to figure it out. And I guess if you go back to 2016, there were scientists that discovered that dogs' brains that haven't been chipped by Elon Musk, by the way, like those of humans, compute the intonation and meaning of a word separately, although dogs use their right brain to do it, where we use our left brain. So isn't that crazy? So their brains still go through the same process, and they know that feeling, the way you say something. It's your tone of voice.
That was just fascinating. I was just staring at your map in disbelief, so I didn't hear a word you said.
But you never hear a word I say. How many people can relate to that? Their spouse doesn't listen.
But I did notice on the Ancestry map that part of England is in the north of France. So somebody call in and explain that to us.
Which is perfect, because I'm learning how to speak French, so that if I have somebody in my background that's French, maybe I can relate to that. All right, here's something that's interesting. You know, a lot of things are moving to the outdoors, because if there's one thing that we think, if you're masking up and social distancing, that's a lot safer, it's doing things outdoors. There's more classes moving outdoors. There are more eateries that, if you can go there, they're spreading out the tables and they're outdoors, which I think is smart. And then I just was reading in New York City, the comedy clubs like Laughs, I used to go there when I lived in the Northeast, that they're going to deliver stand-up outside. They're just moving everything outside, and boy, couldn't we use some laughs right now. What do you think of that, about doing the comedy outside instead?
I love it, but watch out for the fleas, because they're everywhere.
And they've got they're actually having ticketed shows in some of the parks, like the Central Park in Manhattan. Brooklyn has a big park called Prospect Park, and they say there's going to be some challenges with it. But because the clubs have been shut down since March with the restrictions and everything else, this is one thing that they'll be able to do. Although, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, we were just talking about dogs. There are errant noises you wouldn't be able to control. I mean, if you're in a comedy club, people could be drunk, and we know they're obnoxious sometimes, depending on when you go on, or there's hecklers. I mean, look, I did stand-up comedy a couple of times, and I saw what that was like, depending on how revved up the crowd was. So they're going to have other things to contend with, like maybe you do have an errant dog or screaming babies or whatever.
Or a boat flying a nasty flag.
Nasty flag. Hey, did you see this? So despite the fact that they opened up, Disney lost $5 billion already in the pandemic. And that's not a surprise because, oh my gosh, with those fast passes. I mean, I personally think Disney gouges the crap out of people.
I would say wah, but the only people who are hurting are the little people.
Right, exactly. And the people who work there.
And I don't mean like the Wizard of Oz, for those of you who are old enough to know. I mean the people who keep the place going on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, no offense to Disney. I've been there a couple of times. I get it. But, boy, you go to Disney and have wallet will travel because it's a fortune when you go to Disney. I mean, gone are the days of, I don't know what they used to cost, but something that was way more affordable. To jump on Dumbo will set you back, I don't know, a lot.
Happiness is very expensive in America.
Yeah, if it's that kind of happiness, which is kind of interesting that you say that, because now that we're in this pandemic, what's happened is people are inventing games because they're staying home more. Families are doing things where they're not spending as much money as they used to entertain themselves because they're coming up with more creative ways to do it. I mean, look, you and I are, well, that's if you feel like it. We're playing cards. We played Dummy Rummy the other day.
Oh, there's no if you feel like it. You play cards because that's what you do.
I play cards, but I have to beg you to play cards. But you did the other day.
No, no, no. Ever since I started beating you at Dummy Rummy, I am now loving cards.
That's all it takes? You just have to win?
Yeah, see, if you hadn't been such... If you were not up to 48% British, I think you would be a little better at cards.
No, they're very good at gambling all over that map. And whatever my ancestors are, I guarantee they were good at anything having to do with gambling. So my nephew, who has this worked out great for you and I because we're very close to him, we're proud of him. He graduated from high school, and sadly, you know, although it was good because he got to go across the stage, but the normal things you would have done the last couple of months he couldn't do. But he's starting school in January, and I'm sure it's most likely going to be online. However, he gets to spend time with us, you know, a couple of months, 3-4 months. I'm not sure what it'll add up to be. And already we have, you know, given him some great movie selections. It's only been a day, and he got to watch Fight Club with us.
I didn't see that one coming. You slipped that one in there. Okay, I'm not usually stunned, or I should say surprised, but you genuinely shocked me on the air, so kudos to you. That hasn't happened in about 15 years.
Ed Norton, who I really like and is excellent in this role. And I kept thinking, well, he's 19 years old, right? And my brother said to just do normal things. Well, so what movie are we watching with him?
A little context. Our nephew is a cinephile. He is very, he knows movies. He studies the workings of movies. I think he may be interested in being a filmmaker or an author, but yes, he knows a lot about the movie-making inside business and the people in the movies. So, yes, directed by David Fincher and written by Chuck Palahniuk, if that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Very, a very seminal movie.
Yeah, we won't give you any of the details of it. Just the name of it, Fight Club. That's what you need to know. There are a couple of rules in Fight Club.
8 rules. Just remember the first.
That's right. You don't tell anyone about Fight Club. All right, man, sure. Nice to see you. Thanks for stopping
by. Bye-bye, Dirty English.
Meet you on the flip side, everyone.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
This from Jake as we dive right into the mailbag, and he says, "Wow, Cade, Biden, what a bummer. Does that put him under? Ah, can't believe what Joe Biden let slip from his lips." All right, how about that little rhyming from Jake and Austin? Yeah, he walked back his comments on blacks lacking diversity and communities not a monolith is what he said. So here's what happened. He was trying to clarify comments he made about black people during a virtual conference hosted by a black journalism organization. Biden commended the Latino community as being incredibly diverse. And then he said, unlike the African-American community, what? He tweeted out after that. Earlier today, I made some comments about diversity in the African American and Latino communities that I want to clarify. In no way did I mean to suggest that the African American community is monolith, not by identity, not on issues, not at all. And then he went on to talk about what he had witnessed in African American communities and how diversity in the workplace and communities in the country is a much better thing. Mega flub. It just is. It was a flub. So he's on with Black Journalists, and he said that. He wasn't thinking about what he said. And, of course, can you make a mistake? Can you flub, and do you walk comments back? Yes. But when you're running for president and you've got an incumbent president that you're running against and the world is in this chaotic, coronavirus state that we're in, along with some other things that have happened, whoops, that is a huge slip, more than on a banana peel. And so, of course, the president attacked Biden for the racial insult. He said, did you watch that clip? He said that to reporters. He said, Joe Biden this morning, he totally disparaged and insulted the Black community. What he said is incredible. I don't know what's going on with him, but it was a very insulting statement he made. I guess you'll figure that out. You'll see it in a while. It was a great insult to the Black community. And, of course, the president has said his own things that he's gotten caught up in and, has been pushed out there. But this was a clear hit. I mean, he did mess up. And of course, he took the opportunity to point it out that he already said. So I think more people did look at it. I don't know if they would have noticed it or not. I mean, come on, I guess they would have. But because we live in the age where it's social media. And the second something is said or something is out there, you know, it's absolutely photographed or videoed or any of that. And, he came back, but yeah, it was a flub. All right, then there's this one from Jackie, who listens to us in Portland, and Jackie says, wow, how about Governor DeWine? Positive, then negative. It just goes to show you that that's why you take those tests a couple of times. You just don't rely on one, because often it can be wrong either way. And we've heard that from people, and good for him that it ended up being negative, because for anybody who gets a positive test, they can't feel good about that, because you just don't know what's going to happen with your body and who else you may have exposed it, with this COVID thing, Kate. So it's very strange, the world that we live in right now. And we're seeing that even in sports, and you've talked about sports, that more sports people are testing positive. Yeah, it's interesting. I've said on this show that I can't imagine that the NFL just rolls out like nobody's business. It's okay. Maybe they figure out a way to do it, but you're getting more and more players who are and people in the front office who are testing positive for COVID. It's over like 55. And Thursday was the last day to opt out, like saying, I'm not going to play this year. And the Patriots lost 8 players who said, yeah, I'm not playing this year. They have young kids, or they don't want to risk it, or whatever the reason is. But opting out over the virus concerns, and you had to let the teams know. So 4 p.m. was the deadline on Thursday. So a great example was wideout Josh Doctson, who is a former Washington first-round pick. He signed with the Jets in February. He opted out for 2020 because of COVID-19. And he made his decision just before the deadline. He became the third Jets player. He joined Pro Bowl linebacker C.J. Mosley and another player. And those two right there, Doctson and Mosley, are huge contributors. So that's a big blow to the Jets. If, in fact, they end up having the season. Am I rooting against them not having the season? No, I'm rooting for it, because I think sports is a good distraction, and it's something else that you can add to what is possible while you watch, you escape the roller coaster ride that I keep saying that we're all on, right? I mean, I don't care who you are, you got to be feeling a few loops here and there. The strongest of the strong have to be tired of some of the things that you have to deal with. And so there you go. We'll see what happens in the NFL and the Major League Baseball. We've seen the same thing. There was the Marlins who had their big scare and they had to re-rack a bunch of games. St. Louis, same thing. But there's no fans and they're testing. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. It's still too early to tell, a couple of weeks in, and let's hope it gets better, because they say they're going to keep rolling on this, and they think they can do that, get that 60 games in. The NBA is doing it well. They got the bubble. The NHL seems to be doing fine. They have two different bubbles, and it seems to be working for them somewhat. All right, I don't want to veer too much down this hole. This one is from Wendy, who says, Kate, wow, I heard you talking about Beirut and how much of that ammonium nitrate blew up, and I was stunned. So I went and looked at some of the video. You were talking about the incredible video of Beirut and how awful it was. And no kidding, it really looked like a movie set, or what we used to see with a very big war. I mean, the city was just torn apart. Yeah, 135 people now dead. There's people missing still, 4,000 injured. That's according to the Red Cross, the Lebanese Red Cross. And it is stunning. It's stunning to see the moment on video. Because what happened is, you had, of course, people who immediately, that were far enough away, took videos of it or pictures or whatever you could see as it was unfolding. And then the question is, you know, what happened? Because you could see this red puff of smoke and then the yellow and then white mixed in, a mushroom cloud from afar just billowed all over the city. The impact, they say, could be felt 100 miles away in the Mediterranean, but it's certainly the strongest in Beirut, right there near the port. Because you have apartments, clubs, restaurants, and that is a popular area. It was downtown, just south of downtown. And, you know, you've got embassies that were affected. The Norwegian embassy, the German embassies, they were hit by it. Hospitals were just jam with people. And you had 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate. It made an unscheduled stop in Beirut, apparently, back in 2013. It was on its way to Mozambique from Georgia. And because of how risky it was on board the ship, the material, the port authorities put the cargo into a port warehouse to await auctioning or proper disposal. But the cargo just sat there year after year after year. And even though they kept saying, what do we do with this? What do we? I guess they were saying it. They knew it was volatile. And nothing was ever done. See, that's burying your head in the sand, seriously. Nothing was ever done. And so it looked like it was some kind of a weird, terrible attack. But ammonium nitrate stored like that, they knew it. That's why they got it off the ship. The large quantity, I mean, that's catastrophic. And you knew that once you heard what it was. I mean, the pandemic already overwhelming hospitals and making it that much worse. So terrible, terrible situation there. Hey, thanks to all of you for your emails. Send me your thoughts anytime, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Kids, we're still all in this together. Keep that in mind as you traverse through your daily lives. Big shout out to Mo Flam and to all of you for listening to the show. Thanks.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.